Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called The Kelpie, which was inspired by traditional Scottish folklore and written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Chloe Maldoff and her family in Los Angeles, California, Anna, Ellie, and Sarah and their family in Denver, Colorado, Clara and Will and their family also in Denver, Colorado, Desi James and their family in Huntington, New York, Ella and Kate and their family in Sugarland, Texas, Willa, Malcolm, Steph, and Dakin and their family in Carrboro, North Carolina, and Pierre and his mom in Oakland, California. Thank you so much, Pierre, Dakin, Steph, Malcolm, Willa, Kate, Ella, Desi James, Will, Clara, Sarah, Ellie, Anna, and Chloe. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have new Stories Podcast face masks available. Check those out, plus all of our other merch at storiespodcast.com/shop. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors. As moms, partners, and business owners, women have a lot on their plates. Small routines like drinking a glass of water, taking your vitamins, or adding collagen to your morning coffee can go a long way in helping you prioritize your health and self-care. Care of helps support you with ongoing guidance and nutrients tailored to your specific needs. Their in-depth 5-minute online quiz asks you questions about your diet, lifestyle, and health concerns to help you address your specific wellness goals. When I took it, I got recommendations of supplements that will support my energy level, focus, and mood, because those are the aspects of my health that I'm prioritizing the most right now. But if your needs change for any reason, say because of pregnancy, aging, or changing hormones, you can retake the quiz and get updated recommendations whenever you want. All of Care Of's products are formulated with good-for-you, clean ingredients that are backed by science, and they're super transparent about the research and sourcing behind each one of their products, so you really know what you're getting and exactly why it was recommended to you. Women's History Month is a great time to prioritize your self-care. Start with Care Of. For 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code STORIES50. Again, for 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code STORIES50.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! The Kelpie. Alec and Gil were two brothers who liked to go play down by their pond. It wasn't really their pond. It wasn't really anyone's. It was just the little pond nestled in the little patch of woods nestled in their little neighborhood. It was near their house, just through the pine trees, and it was basically where they hung out whenever they weren't in school or in bed or doing chores for their mother. "Have fun, boys," their mom would say when they finished cleaning their room. "Make sure you bring your phone in case I need you. Don't get dirty, and don't talk to strangers."
"Yes, Mom,"
they'd say together, already halfway out the door and racing to the pond. It was pretty much perfect as far as ponds went. The shore was all marshy and muddy and great for toad hunting. The peepers and creepers all called loudly back and forth, and enormous dragonflies buzzed across the water like fighter jets. Of course, despite their mom's warning, Alec and Gil always managed to get so dirty they seemed to be half swamp themselves. They never really saw any strangers, though, until one day in early March. "Have fun, boys," their mom said. "Make sure you have your phone in case I need you, and make sure you wear all your snow gear. It's cold out today. Don't get too dirty.
And don't talk to strangers,
they finished for her. That's my good boys, Mom said. The pair pulled on their gloves and hats and snow pants and jackets and trudged out into the pine trees. Winter seemed to be winding down. The ground had a dirty scattering of old snow, and the pond itself was only half frozen, with patches of brown water leaking through the surface. "What should we do first?" asked Alec.
"If you have to ask," said Gil, "you're already losing the fight."
He hit his brother in the face with a snowball and sent him staggering back.
"Oh, it's on, punk!"
Alec laughed, scooping up his own handful of snow and launching it at his brother. The two dodged and ran back and forth, whipping snow and tackling each other to the ground. Alec whitewashed Gil, and Gil scooped snow down the back of Alec's coat, and they finally found a truce when they were out of breath.
"Seems like quite the battle," came a laughing voice. The two brothers lifted their heads off the snow.
They were off in the trees now, out of sight of the pond.
"Did you hear that?" Alec asked.
"A new challenger," chimed Gil.
"Who wants a face full of snow?" shouted Alec.
"Not me," came the voice again.
"Who said that?" said Gil.
"Oh, just me," said a woman, stepping out from the trees. She had wild black hair and a rumpled black dress and an inviting, friendly grin. Most striking, though, were her eyes, her wide, violet eyes.
"Who are you?" asked Alec.
"Not one more step," said Gil, cocking back a snowball.
"Oh, nothing to be afraid of," the woman said. "I'm just out taking a walk in the woods. It's a lovely evening, wouldn't you say?"
"I'd say Mom says we're not allowed to talk to strangers," Alec said. "Now get on out of here before you catch a snow barrage."
"Yeah," said Gil. "I've got a cannon for an arm, and my other arm is two cannons."
"That's right," said Alec. "And my arm is a laser beam bazooka."
"That's right,"
the woman laughed. "Good of you to listen to your mom. But I'm not a stranger. I'm a neighbor. I've lived right near you boys for years now."
The boys looked at each other suspiciously.
"I don't remember seeing you before," said Alec.
"Well, that's strange. You must have just missed me," the woman said. "My name is Kelpie."
Gil hurled a snowball at her, and she dodged nimbly out of the way. She laughed a tinkly little laugh, her long black hair and black dress twirling up the fallen snow.
"No strangers," Alec said.
"Okay, understood," Kelpie said. "It's just that I was walking near the pond, and I found this wild horse. It's a beautiful horse. Taller than me, with a good broad back for riding."
"A horse? In the pond?" asked Gil.
"No way!" exclaimed Alec. "We've never seen a wild horse before."
"Well, would you like to?"
"Yes!"
the boys said together.
"Okay, then," the woman said, smiling her wide smile again. "Just follow me."
"Wait," said Gil, grabbing Alec's arm. "She's a stranger. We aren't supposed to talk to strangers."
Alec froze in his tracks.
"Right, we aren't supposed to talk to strangers."
"Come with me. See what I have to see. Just beyond this tree. Oh, follow, follow me." Mother says, "Don't talk to strangers." And of course you should obey her. But you can worry about that later. besides, I told you I'm your neighbor, so you can come with me. Ooh, come with me. I know you want to see, so just follow, follow me.
Well, we can take a quick look,
Gil said, nearly hypnotized.
Yeah, just a quick one, Alex said.
Good, Kelpie said. Right this way. She pushed through the pines towards the pond and seemed to disappear in a swirl of snow.
Oh, hold on! Wait for us!
The boys ran through the trees, laughing and pushing, and stumbled out near the half-frozen shore of the pond. The dirty slush was piled on its banks, and the ice was only frozen in patches, like spider-webbed glass.
Hey, where did she go?
Gil asked.
Whoa! Gil, look!
Alec reached out and turned his brother's head. There, walking around the far edge of the pond, was a wild horse. It was tall and slender, its coat and mane all a velvet black, with white blazes on its nose and chest. It whinnied softly and walked towards the boys, its heavy steps churning up muddy snow.
Whoa, Gil said. Look at it. It's amazing.
Should we pet it?
The boys walked closer and then paused together.
Maybe we shouldn't, Gil said. Mom told us not to talk to strangers, and that weird lady brought us over here. But I just don't know if this is a good idea.
Well, whatever, Alex said. She's gone now.
He walked around the pond, his winter boots crunch-crinkling through the frozen-over mud puddles. The horse approached him happily, its raggedy black tail swaying over the snow. There was something familiar about it.
Good horse, Alex said.
He scratched the horse's mane and it nuzzled at him affectionately.
See, Gil, she's a friendly girl. You think Mom will let us keep her?
Gil walked over and patted the horse with his brother.
I doubt it, man, he said. Remember when we brought that wild squirrel home and it ran all over the house? She screamed so loud the neighbors called the police and the fire department.
Yeah, said Alec. Good old Mr. Nuts.
Yeah, well, this horse is a lot bigger than Mr. Nuts.
So?
Remember when Mom made us clean up his poop?
Dear God, Alec said. Maybe we don't bring her home.
Good call.
The horse pranced around them in a little circle, and the boys chased her around, too, all of them kicking up snow and mud. Finally, the horse stooped down a little bit, shaking her mane at the boys.
Look, she wants us to get on her back, Alex said.
I don't know, said Gil. We should really get going. If Mom finds out we talked to a stranger and followed her back to the pond...
She won't find out, Alex said. Now give me a boost.
I don't know,
Gil started to say again. But then Alec yelled, boost, while climbing up his brother and leaping from his shoulders. He sprawled across the horse's back and she whinnied loudly.
Whoa, I'm a cowboy, Alec shouted. Yeehaw!
Their phone, which had been tucked safely in Alec's pocket, flew free and clattered into the snow.
You lost the phone,
Gil said, digging after it.
Cowboys don't use phones, you varmint,
Alec said, sitting up on the horse's back and clutching two glovefuls of mane. The horse danced back, and Gil had to jerk his hands out of the way as one of the hooves came down with a dull scrunch noise.
The horse stepped on the phone, said Gil. We're in so much trouble.
Oh, man, said Alec, instantly losing interest in horseback riding. What do we do?
We better head home. Get on down from there.
I can't, Alex said.
Dude, stop kidding around,
Gil said, looking around nervously. The sun was getting low and it was getting dark among the trees.
We gotta go.
No, man, I really can't, Alex said, starting to panic. Look, look! Gil got closer and saw the horse's black fur was starting to smudge and smear. Like tar, Alec was sinking into it. It was shimmering dark and flowing now, swallowing up Alec's gloved hands and climbing his snow pants. Alec was frantically trying to pull free, but he was stuck fast to the horse's back. Help me!
Hold on, Gil shouted,
and he grabbed at his brother's hands. When he did, the black tar spread up his gloves too, and now he was stuck beside his brother. The horse looked back at them and blinked her eyes. Her wide, violet eyes.
It's her! It's Kelpie!
Gil shouted. I see! I see! Alex said. Quick, throw a snowball!
I can't! I'm stuck!
Me too! The horse started trotting forward. Her heavy hooves clomped and then crunched as she started walking into the swamp, breaking through the ice. The water was only a few feet high at the deepest point, but it was mucky and brown and stinky under its frosted surface.
Ah, she's gonna get us all muddy, Alex shouted. Cowboys should be sandy, not muddy.
Gil yanked as hard as he could, and with a lurch, his hands pulled free of his snow gloves. He fell onto his back in the mud, feeling the cold, dirty water seeping into his neck and down his back.
Oh, gross, he shouted.
Help me,
Alec cried. The horse was stampeding back and forth through the half-frozen pond now, soaking Alex and freezing him to the bone. Gil rushed into the water and grabbed his brother by the back of his coat. For a moment, he was caught between Gil and the horse. And then, all of a sudden, he shot free, leaving behind his gloves and boots and snow pants, too. The brothers splashed down in the mud together, soaking the rest of their clothes and covering themselves in muck from head to toe.
Gotcha!
I'm free!
The horse looked back at them and whinnied a laugh.
Let's get out of here, Alex said.
Good call, Gil said.
Together, they turned and sprinted through the pines. Alex's jeans were more mud than denim, and with no boots, he yelped with every rock and pine cone he stepped on. But still, they ran as fast as they could. When they burst into the back door, their mom's face fell.
What in the... Where are your... And your... Where? What?
She shouted. Alec and Gil were so surprised by the whole encounter that they told their mom the truth right away. The whole story, from the woman to the horse to the sticking and the mud, all tumbled out of their mouths.
Please don't be mad at us,
they finished. Mom sat down at the kitchen table and shook her head. She opened her mouth to speak a couple times and then shut it again. Finally, she asked, and what did you say her name was?
Kathy, said Alec, or Melpy?
No, that wasn't it, said Gil. Oh, it was Kelpie.
Mom shook her head and heaved a sigh. You two go clean up. You've lost pawn privileges for a while, and I can see you starting to argue. But talking to a stranger? Riding a wild horse? You're lucky that's all you're losing.
Wait, said Alec. You believe us?
I do, she said. Please go clean up. Now. Alec and Gil scrambled upstairs to their room before they got grounded to boot.
What was that about? Alec asked.
No idea, said Gil.
They went and washed up, both of them still a little shaky. They had learned the hard way that their mom was right, and talking to strangers was dangerous. Sure, maybe she hadn't expected exactly what happened, but that was kind of the point. You never knew what to expect, but you had to prepare for the worst.
And later that night, their mom told them a story. She had heard it from her own grandmother, who had heard it from her grandmother back in the moors of Scotland. It was about a creature that could appear as either a beautiful woman or a wild black horse. It would lure people in, and then, when they would try to ride it, they would suddenly be stuck fast. And then, no matter how hard they fought, it would drag them into the water. It was an old piece of magic from an older time, Mom said to them as they drifted off to sleep, and they called it the Kelpie. The end. Today's story was called The Kelpie, and it was inspired by traditional Scottish folklore, written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon, with an original song also by me. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.